Happy Friday, everybody. This is another encore edition of the Be Our Guest podcast from the live show that was originally recorded back on June 8th to benefit Give Kids the World Village. Today, we sit down and talk with AJ Wolf of the Disney Food Blog to talk about dining around the Walt Disney World Resort, and she takes your calls and answers many questions when it comes to great Disney dining. We talk about great cupcakes from down at Walt Disney World, dining in the downtown Disney area, as well as, you know, favorite restaurants and great places to eat down at Walt Disney World. Again, we're going to be back soon live with our fresh new shows, but we are recovering from our great Disney vacation, and we hope that you'll enjoy today's interview with AJ Wolf from the Disney Food Blog. Don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by your friends over at touringplans.com. So if you're headed down to the parks of Disneyland Resort or Walt Disney World, make sure you pick up your premium subscription over at www.touringplans.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. And again, enjoy our interview with AJ Wolf from the Disney Food Blog.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
I like to keep it cool here in the studio.
And I mean, I'm literally turning blue in his house. I swear to God, it's so cold.
I actually have a Snuggie around.
I should have brought my Snuggie because I'm turning blue. I have on Mallory's hoodie that she left down here. That's how cold I am right now.
I'm chilling. Anyway, we have our next guest, and the celebrities just keep rolling in here on the 12-hour live show. AJ from the Disney Food Blog. How's it going, AJ?
It's good. How are you guys?
Hey, AJ.
Doing great.
Hey.
I loved it last night. She's like, oh my God, I thought I asked you and I didn't. And I saw that I'm not on the list. And can I still be on?
No, I got the email when I was in Disney World and I was eating for 5 straight hours.
Which, let me tell you, that's like the worst thing ever, right?
I mean, God. It totally is. Wait, you just wait till you try it someday. But I was like, oh crap, I completely forgot to email you back. And I saw the thing and I was like, oh man, I want to do that.
I want to be on it. Yeah, so luckily.
Who'd have thought that people would want to come on?
No, right?
I mean, seriously. Anyway.
Seriously. So we're so glad we could get you on then. Yay.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. And I was listening to Matt the previous hour. You guys are all talking about Butterfinger cupcakes and fabulous food and things. And it was just, I so excited.
He was very excited to be opening for you tonight.
He was.
I heard him say that. I sent him an email. I said, you're a big nerd. He is probably one of the nicest people I have met in my endeavors in the Disney space. He's such a good guy.
Agreed. I mean, yes. He's super nice. Very, very nice.
Very much
so. I'm excited to be closing for him.
Yeah, you're the wrap-up act. So, yeah, that's awesome. So now let's talk. I love that you're coming on at, what, it's 8 o'clock on the East Coast? So at least it's not. At least it's not dinner time.
Right. You
know, because we're going to talk
some
food.
Well, this is dinner time for me.
It is for you. Yeah, that's true for you because you eat late. But, you know, it's time to talk food. And if you have any foodie questions, let's get the phone lines open so you can talk to AJ at 407-413-WDW5. We'll put that number out there. Give us a call. And AJ, while we're waiting for the calls to come in, you know, give us some updates. Like, what's going on the blog? What have you been talking about?
Food.
I got to click over to it. Well, last week I put up our official cupcake crawl, our Disney Food Blog cupcake crawl.
Love this idea.
That was such a cool idea.
Oh, did you see? Yeah, it covers 10 of my favorite cupcakes in Disney World. And, you know, of course, there's like 15 other ones that we want to include, but I think it would kill people if they tried to do that. So we only put 10. So maybe we'll have the mega cupcake crawl where we include all the others. Maybe we'll post that another time. But I'm thinking 10 cupcakes, you know, 5 locations. You can do that in half a day. No problem.
Yeah, that sounds like a coma, but that sounds like a really good coma to be in. So
we have to work up to it.
Oh my gosh!
You have to work up your tolerance now, Ricky.
The problem is Disney cupcakes are huge. I mean, like that Butterfinger cupcake, that's like a cake.
It's
just a cake.
Exactly, it is.
They are fabulously massive, aren't they? I love it. It's just, especially when you're like me and you really only eat the frosting. So.
Oh, yes, which is only the best part. I, like you, like a good Butterfinger, like, or the icing, the buttercream icing.
Buttercream. Oh.
The lard, the like lardy stuff.
Yes! Good. Or if it's got sugar granules, oh, that stuff's good. I could talk about sugar all day.
Oh, I have a funny story to tell about frosting.
Ooh.
So when I was, when I was in college and living all over the place, my parents, we have a bakery in my hometown that makes the best like fatty, lardy sugar granule frosting. They would, no kidding, they would go buy like 3 pounds of the frosting and they would send it to me wherever I was. So this frosting has traveled to like England and Switzerland and
oh my gosh,
New York,
that's
like,
so
all
cool.
Over the world, that I would just get these big like vats of frosting that I'd put in the freezer and just warm it up and eat straight frosting.
Oh,
it's really
my gosh.
It's probably an embarrassing story.
No, that's an awesome story. I love that story. Yeah. As someone who would do the same thing, I totally appreciate that story. So.
Oh, good, yeah. Ricky. I'm so glad. Because no cake needed, really.
Exactly. You don't need cake. You just need icing. That is the best part of any kind of cake.
You
anyway.
Can just get the little paper cup with that, though.
Exactly. If they just sold icing by the cupful, I would totally pay for it. So I'm not.
No, they do. They do. They do.
Ooh.
They sell frosting shots in some places. One of them being Baby Cakes in downtown Disney. They sell frosting shots where you can just get a little cup of straight frosting.
Oh, I love their frosting. They're
definitely
frosting.
We'll be going there.
That is so wrong in a place that you know, prides itself on being, like, healthy, like, in air quotes, you know, or vegan, or, you know, not, I don't know. I consider all that stuff healthier than I eat, because I'll eat anything that comes inside.
I love it. I think it's great.
But they're just frosting shots. I mean, come on.
That's the wrong.
It's fabulous. Right. And I do. I know. I love it.
Cupcake crawl, though, that's a great idea. But, yeah, you're right. You would have to build up a tolerance, I think.
Yeah, or bring friends. You know, it's okay. You can do the crawl with multiple people. You know, you don't have to all have your own cupcake because that can get pricey.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we have a question here in the chat room. I was just reading through here, and Ryan wanted your suggestion for a date night dinner at Downtown Disney. So what might you suggest for that?
Date night dinner at Downtown Disney. I'm trying to not forget anything now. I actually really, I like Portobello. I like Wolfgang Puck. What am I forgetting? I feel like there's something big that I'm forgetting. I'm not a huge fan of, no, I like them all, but I think I would probably choose Portobello or Wolfgang Puck myself.
What do you think, Pam? What would you say? I think Pam might have taken a break for date night at Downtown Disney.
Here.
I was like, maybe she's gone. Maybe, you know, she's eating dinner too.
You know, food questions are always hard for me. But so if I were going to Downtown Disney on a date night, I think Portobello is a good choice. What was the other one you said, AJ? Because I totally don't want to duplicate what you said.
Oh, I like Wolfgang Puck. Wolfgang Puck Cafe, Grand Cafe. They sometimes slip in terms of food, but I usually have a good experience there.
Yeah, agreed. You know what? I've had good experiences there as well, but I will put out as another alternative, maybe Raglan Road. And it would be kind of a fun date night. But we have had, you know, some great entertainment there and some good food and some good beer. And it's a fun place to go. So throw that out there maybe as another suggestion.
I think that's what I was forgetting, Pam. When I said I know I'm forgetting one, that's what I was forgetting.
So our answers were basically the same.
Yeah, no, it's a good one for date night because you don't like have to talk, especially if it's a first date. You don't really know that person. Because I always thought that was weird when you eat on a first date because aren't you supposed to be so.
No, you want to. Okay, you want to hear a weird first date story?
Okay, so, just go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so Brian and I on our first date. Okay. I ended up going out with him the same day, like which is totally, you know, totally against the rules of whatever you're supposed to do.
You like contacted and went on a date.
Yes,
the same
he contacted
day.
Me and Stalker. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. So anyway, so we went to Longhorn here in Florissant, and I myself got the ribs because I'm that kind of.
Why
girl.
Would you eat ribs in public? That's my rule. I don't eat ribs in public.
On your first date.
Yes, on my first date. And then Brian got a hamburger with fries. And I'm sitting here going, oh, my God, I just spent all this money and he's getting a hamburger and fries. And then he proceeds to eat just the fries and he left the hamburger. And I'm like, this is the weirdest date ever. Come to find out years later, he went to McDonald's like 2 hours before our date, and so he wasn't hungry. And so
he took one for the team. He was trying to win you.
So that was my weird first date experience there with eating.
Yeah, check the chat room. And Ryan is saying, that's pretty funny, but Ryan's saying that it's like a 17th anniversary. So they're, you know, it's a kind of an established couple. So that I would say something more. I think I like Raglan Road, though. Even
Raglan Road is good.
It's a fun place.
Yeah,
it's very unique. I mean, at least for like around here, there's nothing like that here. Mm-hmm. You know, but I guess maybe if you're down in Orlando, there's a lot of places.
Yeah, there is.
That have like action.
That's true.
Cool. Well, give us a call, 407-413-WDW5. And speaking of food, as soon as AJ came on, I'm trying to upload the picture here to Facebook.
Yes.
We had a delivery here to the studios of some awesome cookies.
I know. I'm so excited about these cookies.
Mickey cookies here. I'm trying to get them up on my Facebook. There it goes.
Aw, yay.
So, thank you to Trisha.
Yes, thank you, Trisha, for bringing over cookies. And she got them for the whole treehouse.
She did. Those were amazing cookies, and I'm so ready to tear into those as soon as you get that picture.
Oh, I got the picture, so now we can
tear. All right, wait. I guess I'll take one, too.
Oh,
so, yeah, you can keep talking.
We'll take the plastic off.
Well, okay.
Oh, man. So now, AJ, I know you have to go around and do research. And,
it's such
and,
a tough job,
and, you know,
isn't
and try all these new foods. And you know what, though? But I bet it is in a way, because you have to be objective and look at things. But I'm sure, like, Lou Mangiello tries to squeeze his way in, you know, on your turf and help you out. Is that not true? I mean, does Lou not want to be, like, your right-hand man?
I'll be her right-hand man if he is not. Because,
okay.
Yeah.
I am totally Lou's right-hand woman. I got a chance to have breakfast with him the first time to sit down with him and really talk to him, and I was just, as everybody is, just totally bowled over by what a fantastic guy he is and how much he's actually doing, and he's just fantastic. So I consider myself his right-hand woman whenever he needs one.
Good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I just saw your post about whatever that was, that hot chocolate. Oh my God.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God, I have to go get it. Like, seriously, ridiculously have to go get that. That looks amazing.
No, I love that stuff. The frozen hot chocolate, it just, to me, it just has more taste. It just has more flavor than just a standard milkshake. And you got the little granules of the hot chocolate mix in there. So I know you like granules.
Oh, right, yes, you know. I do.
But no, it's just so good. And that place is great. The Hilton Bonnet Creek is a fantastic resort. It's right there, like, in the middle of Disney World property. It rocks. So if you can get over there, I would definitely.
Thank gosh I have a rental car this trip.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely head over there if you have a rental car.
Yes. I think there are so many places I'm going to want to eat this trip. I'm just not going to have time to eat anywhere.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
Yeah, exactly. That is the problem.
I just don't have enough stomach space at all. We call it, my husband and I call it Disney belly. We get Disney belly down there.
Yeah, how much weight do you gain? No,
just go eternally sick, you know, like, because you just eat so much.
It's a work-related hazard.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it's wonderful. You just can't get any better than, oh, darn, I have to eat three meals plus a couple other snacks every single day.
Well, I know that you talked to, I guess you're on with, I believe you're on with Matt and the guys when you went on the Dream and tried some of their food, you know, in their restaurants over there. So we're sailing, a bunch of us on the Dream here in about a week and a half. You know, what suggestions do you have to not miss while you're sailing on that cruise ship?
Oh, you know what I loved? It was my first cruise that I ever went on, and absolutely my first Disney cruise. What I loved was the opportunity, not necessarily any specific food, but the, well, besides the Palo Soufflé.
Oh, but I can't wait for that.
That's all she's been talking about all
I know, time. Right?
Mix and match what you order. Like, you can just order. It's all paid for. You can order anything. Oh. So you could get, like, three appetizers and seven desserts and six
Which
entrees.
Which will be what I'll be doing. Yeah, exactly.
And it's great. And I actually asked a couple servers, can I have a smaller portion of a couple of entrees so that I could try everything, you know, because I never want to miss trying everything. So, and that worked out really well. They're like, sure, we'll bring out a appetizer portion of three entrees or whatever. And then I got the chance to just sample everything. It was really, really great. I was like in hog heaven.
Mm. Now, you did do Palos, or did you also do Remy's when you were on there?
I got the chance to do a tasting at Remy, but I didn't get to eat there.
Okay.
So that's for the next cruise. I have to do that. And are you guys doing that?
I'm not doing Remy, and here's the reason why. Okay, this is just kind of okay. my perspective on it is that we're going to do Paolo a couple times, and for me, you know, I have 2 kids, 3 and 14. We eat McDonald's, Taco Bell, you know, like that's like fine dining for us. Applebee's on a nice night, you know. So like, yeah, Paolo awesome. Is super nice, you know, like. To go the extra mile with Remy, I think that's like something to save for a future trip. That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
That makes yep. sense.
Good point.
That just trying to save sense. The money. So what do you think, Pam? Because you're going to be on there and your thoughts.
I did not plan Remy for this cruise just because we are cruising with a bunch of friends and I want to be able to spend, you know, as much time as possible with all the BRG peers. And I didn't want to take 5 hours of my cruise to do that. But next time, I definitely will. I did eat at Paolo on the Dream, eaten at it many times before in the Magic and the Wonder. And, you know, I highly recommend it. And I think it's totally worth it. It just didn't fit in, Remy, for me this time. But it is a darn good excuse to go back quickly.
Exactly.
True story.
No kidding.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm excited about the souffle, and I think I'm getting the chance to go to Paolo twice. So I'm going to have lots of souffle.
Yay! Yeah, I love that they serve it at both the brunch and the dinner, so you can kind of have it all the time.
It's probably not that good, Ricky, is it?
It's chocolate. It's got to be good.
Well, it's really funny. When it comes to the table, you just smell it coming. It's this, it's this gorgeous, just chocolate scent all over the place, and you know that everybody's jealous that they didn't get it too. So
who would not get that? That's what I want to know. Like, what,
I know
what poor sap decides. You know what? I'm not going to get the
chocolate chip cookie.
Right, that would be Brian. You know, actually, and he'd be perfectly
dessert
happy.
At Paolo, though.
What'd you say?
It's not my favorite dessert at Paolo.
Really?
What is it?
My favorite dessert at Paolo is the panna cotta. It is absolutely spectacular. I have had the chocolate souffle many times, but I love the panna cotta. It's so good.
I was just going to say, when Ricky said who wouldn't get that, I was going to say as a joke, yeah, someone would get like the panna cotta.
I love it. It is so good.
See, my
I am anti-panna cotta because I don't understand that. I don't understand it as a dessert. So I'm glad, Pam, that you enjoy it.
Well, see, my downfall.
I do, and you know what? There's been a few other people
really?
That have felt, yes, absolutely. In fact, when I, yes, a few other people I know, I don't want to drop names, but anyways, I have seen other people order it as well. So I'm secure in my panna cotta ordering.
Don't let it peer pressure you, Pam.
That's right.
Don't get backed into a corner. She'll be ordering the souffle on the
cruise. Right, exactly.
I'm not ordering that.
No. What I was going to say is Brian doesn't eat desserts, so I hopefully get double.
You get whatever you want on a cruise. You don't understand.
I know.
It doesn't matter if nobody.
Absolutely.
You get four.
I mean, you know what I'll have to do? I'll have to say, I'll take the chocolate souffle, and can he have like a bowl of ice cream, and that's what he'll eat, and he'll be fine with it.
That's nothing wrong with that. I understand that. All right. So like, we have a call here, so let's grab this call. Man, this is just a bad hour. I'm sitting here eating cookies now because we're talking about desserts.
Thank God she brought cookies.
Yeah, thank you, Trisha. Thank you saved Trisha. Us. All right, so we have our caller on the line. You're on with AJ from the Disney Food Blog. Who's this?
This is Teresa from Indiana.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Destiny is 18.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi. Awesome.
Thank you for the donation earlier.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for all you guys are doing.
It's a blast.
So, I am so excited for the Foodie Fest. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Me too! I can't wait!
Oh, my gosh. We've been doing the Food and Wine Festival for years, but I've never, done anything like the Foodie Fest and getting people together. So, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so glad you're coming. And we're actually going to have probably 2 other events during the week. That
awesome.
will be announced later, and I just got an email from my contact at Disney today, and there might be a very kind of exciting event that's coming up that week as well that I am uber excited about. So if you're going to be there the rest of the week, Teresa, stay tuned.
We're going to be there till the 5th. We have to go back on the 5th, but
perfect.
Yeah, we're going to do as much as we can.
Exactly. That's perfect. You will be there. You will be there for the awesomeness if it happens.
Yep. Yep. Awesome. I also signed up for the 5K, Mike.
Sweet.
And I started training, and oh my gosh, I've never done anything like that before either, and so I'm just so excited about October.
Well, Mike left the room, but
okay,
but
he's really excited
he's
about
really
the
fight. Excited. Yeah, exactly. Good, I know he's good. I know he's running
good,
the
he's
you know exactly. I know he's running the half, and so yeah, I give everybody who decides to run any amount total credit because. I do not run unless someone's chasing me. I've tried. I just can't do it. So, and it's weird because Brian
is
a runner.
I'll probably be walking most of it.
That's okay. You know what? And I've thought about doing the 5K just to say that I've done it, you know, that kind of thing. But I just can't, decide, hey, you know what? That sounds like something I'm going to do. So,
sorry,
I haven't done it. But.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, but she's going to run the 5K. Mike just came back.
Okay.
I had to get a bottle of water. I was choking on the cookie.
Yeah.
That's why I get for eating a cookie.
You guys need a break.
No, so what? So you're running the 5K during the food and wine?
Yes.
Yeah, for the October. I've never done anything like that, so I've started training on the treadmill, and if it wasn't so hot outside here in Indy, I go outside.
We feel the
heat. I hear you. No kidding. The treadmill's much better. It's air conditioned and you have a TV in front of you.
That's right. I think it's easier to run with a TV in front of you.
I agree. Some people say it's hot.
Yep.
You know, and the thing about that race too is you're going to enjoy it even if you're, you know, not a big runner because there's so much going on. There's so many people cheering. There's so much entertainment on the course that it flies by.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's the good thing about is all the entertainment that's on the course. You know, there's so much great entertainment. I mean, you know, we just heard about it when we were, you know, from all the people that were
it.
Right, exactly. From all the people who were running. I didn't.
I ran 13 with Lou's wife.
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying, for part of it.
You got to participate in the
I was running with a celebrity. I was like, you're Lou's wife.
Right,
Deanna.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you got to participate in the activities a little bit more.
Yes, and then she dropped me. She's like, okay, now I'm going to run and leave you in the dust.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah, it was. I was like, see you later. You have, like, on the whole running attire, like she had on Lou's, you know, team Lou shirt. You know, the blue shirt and the running skirt and all that. And now she's like, okay, we've been, like, I'm just panting. I'm trying to talk to her, but, like, I'm just doing good to keep moving. You know, and she's, like, just carrying on a conversation about all this stuff Lou's doing and all this. And I'm
right.
And then she's like, okay, now I got to catch up with somebody. I was like,
I can't be with you anymore.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so fun.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Well, thank you,
so
Teresa.
We'll be there in July too. So,
awesome.
But we're going 4th of July week.
That's a good
off-site
week
on that trip. So, awesome. We're excited, and I'm happy for you guys on the cruise. But I want to hear about cruise 2.0, please.
I'm telling you, we've already talked about this. We are looking at 2013 to do another one, just because the you know, demand is there. People want to do this again, and we're going to try to make this one just awesome, but you don't have to twist my arm to go on a Disney cruise. I'm telling you that. I told Pam, like, people want to go on another one already. Let's do it. Let's get it done. So we're going to work on that.
We've been on the Magic and the Wonder, and we absolutely love them. And my teenagers want to go back on a Disney cruise, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, we're waiting.
But don't do fish extenders. No, just kidding. I'm just saying it will consume you.
I was like, what the heck is that? And then I saw all the work, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Seriously, like I was dreaming about fish extender gifts last night.
Yes, I know. It was.
I've
been working. I've been working forever, so yeah, I understand the pain.
Awesome.
Well, so I just wanted to thank AJ because she got me into the Disney community with her blog. I just absolutely adore her blog, and it's just one of the best on the internet. And just wanted to thank her.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
Great job.
Thank you.
I agree. Great site. And it definitely, if you want to have two things that are awesome to read about, Disney and food, bam, right there. Perfectly mixed.
Yep. They go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, they do.
And my kids are foodies too, so they love it.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait to see you in October.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, we'll see you down there.
Thank you guys very much.
Yep, we sure will.
Good work.
Thanks, Teresa. Thank you again for the donation, and thanks for all the support.
Sure.
All righty. Let's see here. That one. And, oh, I got to give this real quick.
Impressive.
Because the total is now up to 3,957. Let me do a little mental math here. That's $43 away from the eighth Beverly shot.
Yes, it is.
By Jay.
I think it's getting in dangerous territory.
I think we can
this
do
could
it.
Be lethal. I mean, so we might kill the guy.
I know, right?
I wonder how many Beverlys it takes to kill someone. AJ, do you know the stats on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
To kill someone with Beverly. You know, so if people are actually wondering if that drink really exists in Italy or...
Oh, no, it's just something to watch people
right.
drink
it up. Honestly, like, I've read things where people, like, Italians will say, no, we don't have that here.
Nice.
That's just like sewer
stupid
water.
America. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're not going to create this horrible drink and tell them we drink this in Italy.
Exactly. Well, that's what I've always thought. Like, Italy, how does that stuff sell? It is terrible. Like, why would people drink that on purpose? Anyway. All right, we have our next caller on the line. You're on with AJ. Who's this?
Hello, this is Vince.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Vince.
Yeah, Vince Mims from Texas.
Awesome.
Yes, who is sailing with us here soon with Laura.
Yes, awesome.
Can't wait to see you soon.
Do what? Having trouble hearing you.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in Tejas.
Oh, okay, great.
Awesome.
Well, I just wanted to, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
You feel official now.
Exactly.
But, Mike, I talked to you a while back about a thing that I was wanting to do and never really got anywhere further along with it, so I thought I'd call in and see what we thought about an idea I'm having.
Absolutely.
I do a product called 3D photography as a videographer, and I thought it'd be really cool to kind of chronicle our trip in this way, and I just was wanting to see if you guys were down for that.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
I mean, just tell me what I can do to help. And I know that we are trying to talk on Facebook. I'll tell you what, I am just learning Facebook. Ricky knows. I know how to use Twitter.
Yes,
Twitter's easy because there's like nothing to do on it. But like I kept seeing messages from you and I'd try to answer and I'd be like, hey, Vince. And you'd say, hey, Mike. And I'm like, okay, he's not there or whatever. So I so apologize for that. But yeah, definitely. I want to help you out any way I can.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, completely free to everybody. I wouldn't charge anybody for this. So it'd just be like a gift. Plus, you know, because I just want everyone to have great memories of the trip. So I guess we'll work on it. We'll just talk later.
Sure.
As we get closer to it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to call in and ask about.
You know, that's too kind, Vince. I really appreciate that. That's super kind.
Yeah, no sweat. My pleasure.
I can't wait to hang with you guys again. And this time, it won't be doing a scavenger hunt
right
before a half marathon. Bad idea.
Hey, that was pretty fun, actually.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
It was fun until I was running the half marathon.
We're over. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, we are? Hang on, I haven't loaded it yet.
You guys are like that dog in Up.
Sorry, Vince, I totally did not mean to step all over what you were saying, but I just want to say that we're over the $4,000 mark, so Jay is definitely drinking eight Beverlys.
Eight?
Awesome.
So. Eight Beverlys. You think that's going to kill him, Vince? I think it will.
It'll probably ruin his taste buds for the rest of the
year. Yes, it will.
Kill him.
Oh my gosh.
Probably won't kill him.
Let's hope so, yes.
So now you guys are in Houston, right?
We are, yes.
Is there a lot of buzz with Disney Cruise Line coming down there? I mean, what's it like in the community there?
I haven't really got my finger on the pulse. That's more what Laura has her finger on the pulse with. But I know the people that I've talked with at the church I work for and everything, they're all super excited about it because they just can't believe that the Port of Galveston is finally getting some pretty substantial ships down there. You know, with the Carnival Cruise Line coming in there with their brand new boat, I think it's either called the Magic or the Fantasy or something like that. But yeah, they've got one that sails out of Port Canaveral called the Dream. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, but
yeah, they're being real creative in their ship names,
right?
real creative. I think I've heard that name somewhere
before.
But that's their new boat they're sailing out of Canaveral with, and then they've got their new one coming in. I think it's called the Magic in Galveston, and it's supposed to start sailing, I think, next year, alongside with, oh, gosh, what boat is it that's coming here? Is it the Wonder or the Magic? I can't ever remember.
I think it's the Magic. Is it, Pam?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think it is the Magic.
I think it's
a
Magic. It's one of
so
those.
So we're going to have two Magic.
It's through my brain.
I know, seriously. It's been too long.
But, yeah, I mean, people seem to be really excited about it from what I've talked about. Now, I know that there was when Disney, like, you know, Disney's really secretive with their stuff. They don't like to leak things. Apparently, one of the reporters that works down here for our Houston Chronicle somehow got a hold of the story and published it before Disney ever published it. And so that kind of created a huge buzz before Disney ever wanted it to happen. And I think that kind of got them in some hot water with them.
Yeah, no
but that's the local lore that I know. So
that's cool. I mean, I'm glad to see that it's coming to Galveston because that'll be a big boom. And, I mean, anytime Disney comes to your city, it's saying that, you know, we approve of what's going on here. We think it's moving in the right direction. And, you know, I'm just glad because I got to go down to Houston in November. Really enjoyed my 24 hours there. I spent more time driving than I did in the city. But beautiful place, and I'm glad to see that Disney's coming there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for the call. And, yeah, we'll talk before we get out of here. And can't wait to see you guys down in Disney and on the ship.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait to see you guys again. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
It'll be a blast.
See you soon, Vince.
All right, congrats. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's so fun to say. See you soon.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds better than see you like in 9 months.
Right.
All right, we have another caller on the line. This is our good friend, Darlene. How's it going, Darlene?
Good, Mike. How are you guys?
Doing awesome.
You're on here with the famous AJ from the Disney Food Blog.
You are.
Oh, hi, AJ. How are you? I love your blog.
Thank you. Now, are you
all the time.
Oh, great. Are you sailing?
No, I'm not.
You sail with this guy named Lou?
Yeah, some guy named Lou Mangello. I don't know who that is.
Mangello?
Yeah.
I did. To be honest with you, what we were trying to do is we were originally trying to go because we thought that Mike's cruise was going to be the one that was on my husband's vacation. And it ended up that it was 1 week off.
Oh.
I threw a dart at the calendar.
And we picked the wrong dart. Yep.
Yep. And I can't even go on Lou's next cruise because my daughter is in nursing school, and she will not allow me to go on another cruise without her. So now I heard you're doing maybe 2013 you're talking.
There
so
you go.
Maybe
yes,
that's going to be
we
one
are.
Of the guys. But, oh, God, I'm so excited for you guys. I can't wait for you to go and come back and tell me all about your adventure because it was a dream come true, and I can't wait to go on my next one.
Cruises are just the coolest thing. I mean, for folks that haven't cruised, they are just, they're really magical, and especially Disney cruises, because it's everything we like about the Disney parks, but kind of in this self-contained little area where everything's just laid back. Because as much as I love Walt Disney World, and I love it to death, I am so exhausted from running place to place where I don't get that on the cruise.
Oh, yeah. No, you get so much time to relax, and you can do as much as you want, and you can do as little as you want. You can be as involved in the characters, or you can not even see a character if you wish, but of course I was one of the ones hunting them out, so. But guys, I just wanted to say I just make a small donation.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I am so, so happy that you guys are doing this. A friend of mine adopted a little boy, and the little boy had leukemia, and right now he's in remission and everything. But when she first adopted him in that Give Kids the World, somebody contacted them, let them know that she had adopted this little boy, and they didn't know. He was only 4 years old, and I donated like 2 years ago, and then it was like, I don't know, 8 months later, she got to take this little boy to Disney, to Walt Disney World, and stay at Give Kids the World. And she said they were phenomenal.
Awesome.
Phenomenal.
That is so good to hear. I mean, that's what we just keep hearing, is that there's just so many positive things they're doing down there. And it's a great chance for all of us to come together one day a year and just say, you know what, we're a great community, but let's spread the magic around to some people that are in dire need of magic in their lives. And we just hear that again and again. And, you know, thanks to people like you, Darlene, we're getting these donations, and it's really going to make a difference. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, I like helping, you know, the worthy causes and stuff. And, you know, there's so many people that need help and that. And I think Give Kids the World is one of the ones that is doing a great job at helping children and families trying to meet a goal for these people, you know. So mm-hmm. I think it's phenomenal. I really do. And I hope you guys, I don't want to keep the phone lines tied up, but I hope you guys make the goal. I don't know if you have or not yet.
We've surpassed it three times today because
yes,
we set it a little too low. I mean, we had realistic expectations of $2,000, and we are beyond $4,000 right now. So it's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Oh, great, guys. That is awesome.
It's awesome.
Well, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a wonderful cruise. If I don't talk to you before that, enjoy it and take lots of pictures. Post as much as you can.
Yes, before we get cut off from social media whatsoever.
I know, exactly. And you know what, though? I'm telling you, honestly, you won't miss the Twitter or anything. Your thumbs will
heal. Says you.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Okay, guys, you go. I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great night.
Thanks so much, Darlene.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Darlene.
All right, awesome call. Love our call. Man, it's been unbelievable tonight. So I want to get AJ's thought, because you have the new ebook that kind of goes right along with your Disney food blog. So how was that experience putting that together? Because I can imagine that had to be a monumental, you know, undertaking to get that done.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a 250-page guidebook to eating in Disney World. So it does. I mean, it covers everything stem to stern that I know, everything I could possibly think of. And then I had a few people read it who know their stuff, and they said, "You forgot this, and this." And we had a few folks go through it and read that. So we had to add all of that, and then it kept growing and growing and growing. And so when it finally hit 250 pages, we said, okay,
we're good.
It's going to go out. We'll do a new edition each year where we add in, you know, changes, updates, and new stuff. So, it was a monumental undertaking. It was fabulous. It was so much fun to do it. And there's 250 pages, 245 pictures, color pictures in the book. So just tons of information. And we also have, some worksheets that go along with it to plan your dining. And we have a 5-step planning your dining plan, so that if you're like, I'm going to Disney World in 2 months, I have no idea where I'm going to eat, what I'm going to do. You know, basically we promise you can have your dining planning finished in 24 hours. So it's a pretty good little tome.
Well, and the thing is, too, I think it's perfect for the ebook format, because with dining, I mean, dining's such a fluid thing where menus change sometimes seasonally, sometimes, you know, with a new chef. And I think that's great, because, you know, with the printed book, you know, as soon as you print it, it's probably becoming obsolete like the next week, where this is going to be something that people can get quickly, and it's going to be portable. Take it right there on their you know, device.
Yeah, I think that's great that you can actually load it right onto your iPad or your iPhone or any phone that you have, and really read it right in the park. And what's great about it is it has a pretty extensive table of contents that's all linked. So you can click to any part of the book. You don't have to look in an index and find, you know, where do I want to read about snacks? Just click on snacks in the table of contents. You'll go straight to that section. So
fabulous.
It's really, really easy to use.
We are so spoiled nowadays. We don't even have to like turn to the page anymore. You just click here.
Right.
It's great. No, it was really fun. And so I'm right now working on our first mini guide. We're going to do a series of mini guides, because, you know, you just can't cover everything. Even if you do 250 pages, you can't cover everything in the depth that you want to. So we're writing a series of mini guides also that will be available probably one per month over the next, I don't know how many years, because there's a lot to write about food.
Yes. No,
yeah, you have like an infinite amount of stuff to cover there. So that's really cool.
You really do, you guys. Seriously, like there's always more happening with food in Disney World. So you never run out of topics, that's for sure. Mm-mm.
Now, I got to ask you this. Do you watch like the Food Network all the time at home, or is this just something that it's a Disney passion? Or, I mean, you know, how did all this get started and how far do you carry it?
Well, you know, I was an early adopter of the Food Network. I was a big fan. I used to watch it all the time when I was, you know, high school and college. And then, I just, you know, I loved going to Disney World. I was going as often as I possibly could, sometimes racking up my credit card bills to do so, and, you know, ended up just realizing, hey, I like planning the food more than I like planning everything else. So I'm always excited to try a new restaurant, and you know, that was the fun part for me, was figuring out where I was going to eat. And I thought, you know, I can't be the only one, right? So,
right.
And I also had, I had used to, and I'm sure everyone's heard this story by now, but I had loved a website that was out called WW Food, I think, for a while, that is basically a couple that went and ate in Disney World and wrote about their meals. And I used to just refresh that page all the time, hoping that there would be another one, you know, that they would have gone back and eaten something more. And eventually that kind of was just defunct. So several years later, you know, 2009, I said, this needs to be out there. I want it to be there. I would read it. So why don't we put it out there? And so that's kind of how it was born.
That's awesome. And we appreciate all the work you've put into this, because we know it's a passion, and
You
know, anything that's this involved, and everybody in the chat room is just raving about the blog, about especially the ebook. I mean, people are asking, where can I get it? And the folks that have it are saying it's an invaluable tool on their phones and all these other electronic devices. So, you know, you couldn't be any nicer, and we appreciate having you in the Disney community. And thanks for supporting our show today. We really do appreciate your time and coming on with us.
Yes, definitely.
As I said, I was really excited. I was really mad last night when I realized I hadn't responded to that email.
I have one question for you. I'm kind of a picky eater, so what's a...
Kinda.
Oh, shut up. At least I'm not as bad as your daughter is, just eating chicken nuggets, so, you know.
I'll hit the mute button.
Yeah, okay. So, what's your tip for, like, someone who's like me, who's, like, a picky eater, who doesn't really like to go outside the box too terribly much?
Well, I'm actually a very picky eater as well, which is probably why I like doing this so much.
Oh, that's good.
I would probably go and eat steak and chicken nuggets all the time.
That sounds perfect.
If it wasn't for the blog. So I actually have to eat outside the box. It's kind of part of the, you know, I'm not allowed to go to just all my favorite restaurants. I have to go everywhere, which is fun, because then I find new favorite restaurants and new foods that I really like. But I would say, you know, for picky eaters, Disney World's the best place, right? Because every place you go has at least three or four dishes that are pretty standard and or can be made standard. Even if you go to Nine Dragons, or if you go to Teppanyto, or if you go, you know, to one of the more ethnic restaurants, they have chicken on the menu, they have steak on the menu, they have salad on the menu. And if you don't like anything on the menu, talk to your server, bring a chef out, ask for a chef to please come out and discuss with you what options are available for you. It's the most accommodating place in the world. It has to be.
Agreed.
Totally agree.
And in our chat room saying that they could do it, they could listen to a 12-hour show with you just about Disney food choices.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's
we
awesome.
We could talk about it for 12 hours, because there is so much to talk about.
There is. I mean, it's insane. There's so much to talk about with food. So
I know. And I still haven't been to every restaurant yet. I still have more to go to. So,
all right. So what's one that you're looking forward to going to that you haven't been to yet?
Okay, but you can't tell anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
You can't tell anybody. I have not been to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue yet, and I would really like to go. I've heard pros and cons, but I would really, 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 really like to go.
Just try it, right?
And the other one that I really am scared to go to, because I've heard bad things, is the Luau.
So, I love the Luau. I've been three times.
Okay, good, Mike. That's good to hear, because I need encouragement to go, because it's very expensive.
Well, see, I've only done it on the dining plan, you know, and that's one of those things where if you're staying for like nine nights, okay, so you have all these credits, we'll forego one night and just have counter service, you know, an extra counter service meal somewhere, use that extra table service for the luau, and I love the. I mean, I still think the guy that twirls the fire is worth the price of two table service credits right there. That guy is eating the fire. He's like throwing it up in the air. But, you know, the food's okay. I mean, like I said, we're not a very fancy family. We Applebee's is fancy for us. So, you know, the rice, the chicken, I thought it was all great, you know, because it's more than we usually get. I know some people that, you know, have better taste than I do say the food isn't that great. But, I mean, it's fine and it's a show. It does take a lot of time. That's probably the negative. But I really like it.
Okay, that's good to hear. I need to go. It's a job requirement. I just haven't been yet. So
I mean, the show.
She gets the good with the bad.
Yes,
I guess.
Well, the show. People say the show's corny, and it is. I mean, you know where they're going with the storyline 5 minutes in. But you know what? You're at Walt Disney World. That's how things are. You know,
that's
it's like,
right.
You're at the wrong place if you don't want corny.
Right.
I mean, come on. So anyway,
that's so true.
So yeah, you need to go do the luau, and then we'll have to hear about that because I'd love to hear your opinion of it because it is a fun experience, I think.
Yeah, I would. I do need to go, and Joanne from Magical Kingdoms did a guest review of it for me, so it is on the blog. Someone who's very smart and knows food did review it on the blog, but I just haven't been yet.
Awesome, you know, because if you don't go,
don't make me destroy you.
Speaking of destroying, Mike. I am going to be running with you, alongside you, in the Wine and Dine Half Marathon.
I need to register.
So that means you have to come to Foodie Fest next day.
Yes. I had all intentions to go, but I was like, I told Ricky, I was like, I haven't slept like in like 36 hours.
Yes,
and I drove down. I was like, I am physically, I remember because we were in a treehouse and that bed was so comfortable.
Yes.
Boom. I was just out. I didn't know where I was.
No, and but. I'm not actually running the whole thing. I'm running with Todd Perlmutter. So I'm just running the five miles, but still.
It's still a long way.
I'll be
I'm
out
telling
there.
You. No, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I'm going to get there this year.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you'll be able to come because it is fun. And Ricky, you were so. I'm so glad you could come last year. It was so great.
I was so glad I could come because I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Yeah, you did talk about it a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I had a blast, and it was great getting to talk with, you know, a bunch of people that are big fans of the Disney community and just people everywhere in the Disney community, and it was a fabulous, fabulous event because it did. I mean. It brought together people from every different facet, you know, like we were talking about earlier, brought bloggers together, brought podcasters together, brought, you know, everybody together.
People that were hungry.
Yeah, people that were hungry.
People that wanted Mickey bars.
Exactly.
That was what was neat about that
weekend,
I missed
my Mickey bar, which I was very sad about, by the way. I'll have to get there earlier next time to make sure.
I didn't get
bar.
One either.
You know, that's like my wedding. I didn't get cake that night either, and I was so depressed.
That's right. That's the bad thing about being the hostess. But
exactly.
Yeah, I know. I know. Because we didn't know, because it was the first time doing our foodie fest, so we didn't know how many people to actually show up, so we didn't know how much food to get.
Yeah.
So now we know better.
Now you have an idea, right?
We learned that lesson, too, with the treehouse. We're like, oh, my God, if anybody else shows up, we are... This thing's going to fall
gonna
down.
It's going to be in trouble.
We're going to kick down.
As much as we love seeing everybody, we're like, oh, please, nobody else come.
Right. Please, I don't think we can let people at the door. I'm sure.
I know. People were going to have to start climbing the rafters.
I know. Like, I'm sure that we totally maxed out the maximum number of people for that thing by like 10%.
I can't
20,
believe
30.
We didn't get in trouble.
I know.
Thank God, Disney. Thank you for
you guys were in violation of that. And people were like Facebooking pictures and stuff. So
I know. Like, everybody's like standing shoulder to shoulder, just like, what are we doing?
Oh,
I'm
it
sorry.
Was great.
No,
it was
such
fun.
A
fun event, though.
Yeah, you
yes,
learn.
It was.
You learn. So, well, thanks so much for giving us your time tonight and sharing all the fun stories. And can't wait to keep up with the blog and talk to you soon down at Foodie Fest.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Congratulations on everything you've done tonight, you guys.
Thanks
well
so much,
done.
AJ.
AJ.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you later.
Bye, AJ.
All right. So we have a couple minutes here. Let's give away a prize to the next caller.
Yes.
Next caller. AJ couldn't be nicer. Seriously.
I know. I love AJ.
You can tell she's like absolutely. Smiling the whole time she's
I
talking.
I know.
Like, you can hear it in her.
I know.
She's so awesome. I love her so much.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.